neurosurgery is a stressful occupation, so is being a neurosurgical patient. With their superior eyes and hand skills, some neurosurgeons are turning to making art, and several are getting exposure at art exhibits throughout the country, including at this year's annual meeting of neurosurgeons. From member station KQED in San Francisco, April Demboski sent us this audio postcard.
For brain surgeon Catherine Coe, art, music, and medicine all overlap. In her work, she likes to meld the analytical mind with the creative.
We like to see that crossing over, right brain, left brain crossover.
Walking through one of her recent exhibits, you have to dodge sheet music hanging between paintings or crumpled on the floor. The pages are from Pictures at an Exhibition, the seminal work by Modeste Mussorgsky. The Russian composer wrote it in 1874 in memory of an artist friend of his who died of a brain aneurysm. Coe thought that was fitting for an art installation by neurosurgeons. She walks me over to one of her 3D pieces. It's an impression of a surgical tool used for sewing wounds, layered with gauze. It's framed in a black box and set on a music stand.
The suture, the needle, has a little bit of glitter on it so that it catches your eye as you walk by. One of my pieces is called Craniotomy in G sharp.
She points to a painting of a drill poised over an exposed skull.
It's because the drill that we use to open the brain, when it's properly working, emits the sound, which is G sharp.
She says a regular G, or an A, won't work.
And because I have perfect pitch, I can tell whether or not the nurses have turned the drill on properly.
Coe calls this piece a kind of self-portrait. Other neurosurgeons choose more abstract ways to explore the work they do in the hospital. Trauma surgeon Shelley Timmons looks for colors and shapes in land and water that remind her of cell structures in the brain.
I see a lot of repetitive patterns in nature.
One of her photographs is a close-up of a geyser in Yellowstone National Park.
There's a structure in the brain called the choroid plexus, which produces spinal fluid, and this piece particularly reminds me of that. It is surrounded by fluid, so it's sort of thematic, I guess.
Another neurosurgeon, Bob Dempsey, takes a more literal approach. He shows me a photograph he took of a mother cradling her child in Africa. He calls it the face of hydrocephalus.
Hydrocephalus is a condition where the spinal fluid in the central nervous system builds up in the brain, causing pressure and progressive loss of brain function.
But it is reversible. After Dempsey treated the child, he asked the mother if he could take a picture. Art has helped Catherine Coe make sense of her work in the operating room. She works late hours treating people harmed in car accidents and gunfights. Some of the patients she's lost over the years show up in her paintings, the way Mussorgsky's friends showed up in his music.
You never forget them. Yeah, you never forget them.
Coe says her work often begins with a scalpel and finishes with a paintbrush. For NPR News, I'm April Demboski in San Francisco.